want to spend just a couple minutes talking to you seven. So you guys out there, you can pay attention. You can take a nap if you want to. Some guy in here just whispered to his wife, "I appreciate him saying that. I need a good nap." So to you guys, about 27 years ago, I was about the age of 13, and I was in a confirmation class, but my pastor didn't like me as much as I like all of you. Now, I did well in the class. I memorized the stuff, and I got the tests right and everything, but there's at least two occasions where he threw things at me to hit me. Not to get my attention. He had my attention. It's just, I guess I asked the wrong sort of questions and sometimes made the wrong statements. And so I remember one time it was a marker got thrown at my head and I ducked and gave him a wink, but he didn't smile back at all. And then I think the other time was an eraser, which is to say that who I was then is not the person that I became. And so confirmation isn't a graduation. And the three of us know that, and we have been praying for you guys. We've taken opportunities to get to know you, to teach this class and everything else. But we know this isn't a graduation, and I want you guys to know that too, because God is not done with you yet. God has so much more work to do in you. And if you let that happen, great things can happen in your life. Now, I, at that age, certainly did not think I was going to be a pastor, and I know my pastor didn't think I was going to be a pastor. He thought that would probably have been a terrible idea. I was supposed to be a lawyer, and then the day I knew I was supposed to be a pastor, it was like life was never going to change. Well, about 5 years ago, I was pastoring my church, and I was hosting a meeting of pastors. So I was supposed to prepare the Bible study and teach them, and then I was supposed to plan the worship and preach to them, and then I was supposed to pass out communion to them. And so it was a group of pastors from San Antonio, and guess who walks in the door with the group of pastors from San Antonio? My childhood pastor. He's now retired, and he looked at me, and he didn't really recognize me, and then he did. And his jaw dropped, and he said, "Little Jimmy Mueller? You're a pastor here?" And I'm like, "Yep, and you need to go sit down, because class is about to start." And even afterwards, like, he just kept coming. He just could not believe it. And that's the thing. Who you are today is not who you're going to become. God has plans for your life. The question is going to be, are you going to answer the plans? Because we can all deny the plans of God and say we don't want to be a part of that purpose and we'd rather live selfish, egotistical lives. And yet God looks at each of you, and I know he has a special design for all of you. And maybe you don't know exactly who you're going to become, but I hope you know whose you're becoming. I hope you know that you are a son or daughter of Jesus Christ, that he wants to do this work in you. And so all throughout this process, we've been looking through different doctrines, and some of that was a little bit boring. It wasn't just boring for you guys, it was boring for us three too sometimes. But we wanted to go through that with you so you could see what was happening in the historic church, so you can understand the scriptures just a little bit better, and so that you can make this adult step for yourselves. Because from this point on, the people in this church say, "You're adult members with us. Come to the rail with us. We want to hear your opinions on some things because you're the ones that we pass the baton to. You're going to be the next leaders in the church." And I'm going to tell you, as your pastor, your vote to me might not be in a voters meeting till you're 18, but your vote to me counts as much as any other person in this room. Because Jesus calls us to have faith like a child. And you're no longer children, but you remember what it is to think like a child better than the rest of us. So your vote counts more. So let us know, what do we need to be doing in our youth ministry? What do we need to be doing with music ministry? What does a pastor need to be preaching on? And what is the weird topics that I need to stop talking about? Werewolves and dragons, I'm preaching on that next week, I think, in the Bible. Yeah, that's happening. But instead of you guys like hearing my sermon, I'm not really the one that's supposed to preach today. So what we want to do is show you a little video, some snippets from your different professions of faith. Yeah, that's happening. Your testimonies, and so we'll share that right now, and so that they can have the voice that finishes the sermon.